epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, Jen Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, it is for the first time since early February, an Eagles game day. Now, look, it's not regular season game day. It's not playoff game day. It's certainly not Super Bowl game day. But you know what it is? It's freaking game day. The Birds. Look, we'll have some fun with it today as we get geared up for an Eagles preseason game. Chance to see what, you know, for the most part, will be younger players and perhaps defensive starters. So we look forward to that. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Phils lose yesterday, ugly game. It's a turn-the-page game. You know, you don't worry too much about that one per se, but you do start worrying more about the starting rotation. I think with the Zach Wheeler injury situation or whatever that is, soreness or whatever, the Ranger Suarez downturn in recent weeks, the Lizardo downturn in recent months, really for the first time this year, the starting rotation is coming into some focus with some concerns. We'll talk about that. And then obviously the tennis, me and Jack, we had a fun day out there yesterday. And we'll take
you had fun.
Look at you.
Thank you. I did have fun. We'll take your comments.
You were freaking awesome.
Thank you.
You were awesome.
Thank you. And I don't want to cut you off on that, James. I just want to say 215-592-9494 for everybody to get in on, you know, whatever on your mind. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Good morning there, Johnny.
How you feel today?
I feel good. I'm happy. I feel really good. It's what I expected, and I feel really good. Well, I do.
You played some good tennis.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
When you blush, your face blushes, but your stomach lining also blushes.
It's amazing.
Really?
Every time you blush, yeah, your stomach lining, the blood vessels dilate in response to adrenaline in your face, sometimes your neck and cheeks, but also your stomach lining.
I'm never going to be able to blush the same way again.
Yeah. It sounds so gross to think about. It does
not shock me because you just know the human body has some weird things.
But why the stomach lining?
Well, I mean, think of it this way. Why that? Why the face? I mean, why anything? Like, why is it when your mind thinks something? Because that's where it starts. Blushing starts with my mind is thinking something, and then all of a sudden the body has reactions?
The brain is very, very powerful.
Adrenaline surges through you.
Look at it sexually. I mean, think about how the brain, it kind of stimulates things. I'm just saying.
When I think of the brain, that was the exact angle I was going to get.
Right, I'm just saying. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, Larry Flint made like $1 billion off that concept, but how would I know? All right, good morning.
Yesterday, the brain was the body. How about that?
All right, so look. What do you want to...
Here's what I want to say.
Sure.
Here's what I want to say. When this competition started, I, like all of us on this show, Rhea was definitely rooting for you, but we all thought you were going to flat out lose. Like, just, we thought 5-0, 4-1.
4-1 at best was what most people thought. Yeah.
Dude, I've known you for almost 15 years. You hired me. For those who don't know, Joe DeCamera hired me as an intern in this business. He hired me as my first producer job. Like, I've known Joe a really, really, really long time. This is the most proud of you I've ever been.
Wow.
Dude, you were so awesome yesterday. You are a good tennis player. Like, not like, there was no Jack lost yesterday. You won yesterday. You flat out won. And you came into this and you crowed and you said, I'm going to freaking win. I'm better than you think. I'm whatever, this and that. And you backed it the hell up, man. I'm really, really impressed with you today. You deserve some freaking flowers.
Well,
today.
I appreciate that. Look, you guys can say whatever you want. Obviously, there were a ton of doubters out there, and there's no victory lap for this overall. And to a large extent, there won't be a victory lap for me based on yesterday, because I want to, you know, complete the mission. You know, this isn't mission accomplished, if you get the analogy, but it's part of the mission accomplished. And I feel good about it. I feel really good about it. And, you know, look, it's on we go to competition four. But obviously today we'll talk about competition. I mean, John, we're going to talk about yesterday. And, you know, it was a good day for me. And it was a bad day for Jack. And you guys know, I made this comment the last 2 days, and people can react to this, because
another
this was
another bad day.
Another bad day. And my main thing, you guys know I said the last two shows, my main thing about yesterday, the main thing was winning tennis. The secondary thing I wanted to accomplish, and I think perhaps I have begun the process finally of accomplishing this, is convincing people that I can win this thing overall. I mean, I've always known I could, and my goal, my second goal yesterday was to try to out-athleticism Jack and out-heart Jack and out-prepare Jack, all three of which I think occurred.
Well, I don't
to give people the impression that I can win.
Prepared.
Yeah, he wanted to quit halfway through it.
He said it.
He did. That is like, you know, while I am really impressed by what you put out there on the court, I am also incredibly disappointed with what he puts forth.
In this whole, John, I knew you would be. I knew you would be.
I'm stunned. I thought, okay, the baseball, that was impressive
it
by
was.
Jack.
Yeah.
That looked really good. But, man, this other stuff, I thought you were a good golfer, and you were incapable of proving that because you just completely melted down. Not you,
yeah.
I'm saying
yeah.
to Jack.
Yeah.
That you know, we never saw that part, and that's incredible to me. This tennis yesterday, man, you, there was just no chance. We knew from the get-go.
If
you watched one point, it was Joe.
Like, I turned to Spike when it was 1-0, and I said, it's over.
Yeah.
I did.
No, it was
1-0 in points or 1-0 in games?
In games. It probably could have been 1-0 in games. I turned, because I did the same thing in baseball. I told you, in baseball, 2 outs in, I turned to Spike, and I was like, Jack's winning today. And it was the exact same thing in tennis.
Yeah, sure.
One game in, I was like, this is flat out over.
Well, look, the question is, once you get through the running next time, like, where will basketball sit on the spectrum?
It's going to be huge. Yeah.
How obvious is it going to be? I don't think it's going to be obvious.
I don't either.
I don't think there's going to be a moment where anyone turns to anyone and says, oh, this is
over. I agree with you, John. You know what? You know what? Again,
wow.
I hate to just give you credit, but you said it's going to be 2-2 going into basketball this whole time. And we're like, okay, sure, it will be. It's going to be 2-2 going into basketball.
I appreciate that. Ray, your impressions from yesterday. And again, everyone, especially if you were there, if you watched on YouTube, if you heard what Jack, Spike, and Ike said in the afternoon show, we'll play a lot of that audio today, because they said we had tons of that audio. All of this on the table, 215-592-9494. What'd you make of what they said? What happened out there on the court? Your reaction to the overall competition? Ree, what are you thinking?
I would like to point out I was one of the loudest supporters of you
during that
whole thing.
Thank you.
You are insanely competitive. My God, I didn't realize how competitive you are.
I did.
He yelled at the refs,
yes.
Well,
you mean?
Well, more than yelled. I just want to say this before going any further. I've said this a few
You've
times
You've apologized
now.
Multiple times.
Let me apologize for the first time on the air.
McEnroe.
Yeah,
Dude, he did.
Yeah, it was impressive.
I mean, I flat out, on the microphone, cursed out the referee.
He actually cursed.
With a massive F-bomb. And I do feel bad about that. Now,
and you could tell how angry you were, too. There was no
Your
chill.
Face was red.
Yeah,
Hold
and there was
on,
no
though.
Chill and, about and, it. There was no, like, hey, listen, guys, can you... It was like, you bleeping yell?
Oh,
like, it was
And by the way, James.
You're dead right.
Dead right.
Yes. I mean,
right.
That was unbelievable.
Such a justified.
Yeah, they just
scolding.
they were not emoting enough, and then somebody yelled out from the crowd.
What they were not was good. Okay.
Oh boy.
Not to rip the
volunteering.
No, I don't. You know what?
They were volunteering.
I'm going to be careful
Joe.
With how I present it today. I'll just say I'm still in competitive mode.
I'm wondering if maybe they tricked Rod and they maybe not tennis.
I don't know who those three people were.
No, I don't know either.
I actually don't know if they had the power of speech.
It was.
I mean, they wouldn't freaking speak.
They were timid.
Especially after telling them multiple times, like before. The reason you got on the mic is because we had had to stop tennis like two or three times already. At one point, I was yelling. I was like, guys, just yell at the top of your lungs. This is not that hard.
It created such difficulty in figuring out, is a point over? Does it continue?
Was to replay
it
a point.
Was it out? I mean, it was just ridiculous.
But I will say this. That last ace you delivered, Jack will feel that for weeks. I was blown away by that serve by you.
Thank it was nuts, dude.
Wow.
I look professional.
I appreciate it. Let me just say this. I won't dwell on it today, but I will put it out early and perhaps at times. I could have done that the whole match.
So that's what Coach Harris said.
Yeah,
so Coach Harris came up to me after, and I was like, "Yo, congrats, Coach. Great job. And he's like, this was a C game from Joe.
Yeah, that's what he told
me. He's like, Joe is way better. Joe just wanted to keep it in play. He's like, Joe is so much better than he should.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
My basic strategy, if you know boxing, Floyd Mayweather would play a lot of boring, it was a lot of boring bouts. Because it was like he just knew he was so much better than the other side. And for him, it was like, don't get hit.
Dodge and get your hits in.
And
that was it.
Just, you know, and it was kind of a boring way to watch a boxing match of one of the great boxers of all time. That was, I mean, John, you know, that was pretty much my approach. Like, I knew, like, I could have been more impressive looking by just freaking smoking the ball. But I also knew that would decrease my get it in a bit.
Wow.
And so my strategy was just hit it back. Fairly soft, let him make the mistakes, but I knew the whole time I could have been torching him the whole time, but I just thought strategically it'd be a little unwise. But John, that last serve when I smoked him, that was entirely purposeful. Entirely.
John, the entire crowd went nuts when he did that. He smoked it.
I believe it. I was overwhelmed by the fact that he didn't seem to tire you out
He did a little bit. No,
towards the end, Joe got tired. You could see Joe was red and all that. Yeah,
I was.
But it wasn't because Jack was making you run.
He couldn't do it.
I think it was. I think.
By the way, he was better than I thought. I want to be clear.
You're tired. It's because you played. You played to 6-1.
Yeah, I was a little tired, but I'll tell you this:
you did a little extra.
No joke. He actually was better than I thought.
He had a couple nice returns.
Yeah, Jack didn't. That's why I said at the beginning that you won. Jack didn't lose. Like I and Jack like could have done better. Half ass Jack, that whole thing I'm sure we'll get into. But you won way more than Jack lost yesterday.
And by the way, I'll just say this. All the, quote, unforced errors that he had weren't entirely unforced. I was hitting the ball with topspin consistently. So the whole time when he thinks he's hitting it, you know, with the ball approaching him one way, like there's a spin on it that makes him not realize what's happening. So when he hits it, that's why the shots are going errant. But I don't think he knew that. Yeah, it's a game day. Eagles, Bengals. So let's get into what we're looking forward to tonight. Certainly you can react on the tennis thing from yesterday, but we can also preview tonight's first Eagles preseason game. So what are we looking for? Well, let me start with this. I would not play Jalen or any of the key offensive players at any time in the preseason. I just wouldn't. That's where I'm at this stage of, you know, understanding pro football. I think tonight is really going to be all about the defense. How many of the main guys play? It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see to what extent Vic Fangio has sway.
I think we'll see some of the guys we're actually interested in. Well, we definitely will.
Yeah. So I think
which is cool.
And look, there's four different groups that come into focus, and all four will probably have guys play.
Yeah.
That might be starters.
It's huge for Keely Ringo.
Edge rushers, linebackers, corners, and safeties. I mean, so John, of those, which group or which player interests you the most?
Because Jihad.
Yeah, that's a big one.
No, just look, Jihad Campbell, if he's out there tonight, we're in for a treat. This guy, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
It's great.
So tickled that we are going to see how important it is to this guy.
Yeah.
You know, like Nolan Smith. The guy that our head coach announced to everyone he wants his kids to play like, you know, grow up to be like
That's
as
right.
a competitor. Nolan Smith, who concussed himself the first day they were in pads. He's on one side. And then, you know, in the back or possibly coming off the other edge, you got Jihad Campbell, who is just as like unbridled, unrestrained. This guy is out there at practice blowing people up to where everyone's like, look, man, you got to tone it down. This is crazy.
Right.
He is unstoppable. He is an unstoppable force. He has been in training camp practices. I cannot wait to see how they use him. You know, we now have a couple guys on this defense that and we probably won't see, you know, the ones that I'm talking about in Jalen Carter,
sure.
A guy like Zach Bond. You know, Zach Bond has been hurt and not practicing, so don't expect to see him tonight. But we have these Swiss Army knife type guys who really can play every position at their level, and it's so impressive, and they're interchangeable. It's fun to watch Jihad out there explosively speaking. I can't wait to see this new guy, Jacorian Bennett, the new cornerback who came in because basically it feels like Vic Fangio didn't think that the guys who were competing to his standard.
Enough. Yeah, exactly.
Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo, they were challenged by Vic Fangio, even publicly in a press conference. Hey, guys, at least Adoree Jackson was.
Sure.
He's been a lot of places. He hasn't really stepped up and done what people expected. Let's see him do it here. Clearly, he has not given them the juice that they're looking for, and Keely Ringo also. I like this Jacorian Bennett. I think he expects to be a starter. He's got some vibe, some attitude to him. You know, Eli Ricks is also another possibility at that spot. I think we'll see him tonight. But let's see Jacorian Bennett go out there and flash some attitude
sure.
and toughness, because he's going to have to tackle. You know, we expect more from our cornerbacks here than most teams do. And you know, that's why some defenses, you know, like, hey, Miami, don't like a guy like Vic Fangio, who expect them to do everything, even the hard stuff. So I'm excited to see that spot. I'm excited to see Makuba versus Sidney Brown.
Yep.
I'm excited to see after Moro Ajomo and Jordan Davis, what do we have at DT? You know, these we have a lot of young faces in Byron Young, Ty Robinson, Jacob Sykes, Joe Evans, Gabe Hall, guys that none of us know.
Yeah. So there's a ton to look for tonight.
The edge dudes.
So 215-592-9494. Main player or position group you're keen in on. James, if you don't mind, keep it on the short side. I want to get the calls.
I'll keep it really tight. It's the edge rushers. It's Jalix Hunt, Azeez Ojulari, Josh Uche. Yeah. Like, I don't know. That they're relying on those guys a ton.
Yep.
You know, that is huge for me. It's such an important position.
Rhea, main thing, player position. What do you got?
Keely Ringo. I mean, especially if they're going to start their starters, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. Yeah. This is a huge game for him.
Yeah, it is. So my instincts, I mean, like John, is, you know, I mean, Jahi Campbell, because he's a first-round pick, and he could be the best, and probably should be the best player of all the new guys defensively.
But
I will also add safety. Guys, look, we know what they had in defense with CJ GJ in 2022, and then didn't have in 2023, and then had in 2024. So it's like, what do we got without him in 2025? I mean, like, that's fascinating. All right, let's go to the phones.
We also need to see who can return punts beside Cooper DeJean.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, a lot happening here. Whether it's the tennis match or the Eagles tonight, what do you think? And Kyle kicks us off, calling from Wayne this morning. Yeah, Kyle, good morning, buddy.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, pal. Feeling great.
Congratulations. I actually stopped by. I didn't think I was going to be able to. Pulled over and stopped by for a few minutes. And
nice.
Saw your performance. Very impressed by the athleticism. And like John said, pretty disappointed in the lack thereof athleticism, it felt like, from Jack's side. He seemed a lot more tired than you, just being straight up.
Wow.
At least in the beginning, I thought he just seemed a little more on the frazzled side in that way.
Like a theme throughout?
Yeah.
Jack the Frazzled?
Look, I think there's a couple things going on here. One of which is the nickname Jack. I don't want to rip him too much because we're still in a competition. He's a nice kid. But, like, Kyle, his nickname of Jackie Baseball is really coming into focus as an accurate thing because
that's all he's got.
I mean,
he really can't do anything
I will say to Kyle's point, Jack said to me like multiple times after, like, I can't believe how good Joe was. Like, I definitely think
James, I appreciate it. I can honestly tell you, not only did I not hit it hard on purpose, I didn't even think I played well. Because you know what was weird? Playing against someone who hits it so soft. Most of the time. Every once in a while, he would crank it up a little bit. So I would just kind of return it soft, and then it kind of threw me. It's almost like facing a knuckleballer.
Sure.
You know, I can throw you off.
Point. Yeah.
Like, I just knew the main thing was let him make the mistakes. So I played tentative. And I honest to God, I did not feel I played
regardless,
well.
Regardless, I think part of his flusteredness was you. Even if you didn't play well, in your mind, you were way better than he expected you to be.
Yeah, the irony is, I thought he was better than I expected him to be, but it didn't mean he was good.
And I'm trying to remember who said it to me when I got there. Somebody said, "Oh, Jack looks really good. Joe didn't look that good in warm-ups." And I'm going, "All right, that's weird," because I got there right after you guys got done warming up.
Yeah.
Right
before I saw warm-ups. I thought Joe looked great in warm-ups.
Yeah, I gotta remember who it was. Somebody told me.
I thought
me
you looked awesome. As soon as I saw you in warm-ups, I was like, Elliot and I were talking. We got there, and we're like, wow, Jack's in trouble.
I thought Jack had a forehand in warm-ups, but he was really struggling on the backhand, big time. Kyle, did you have fun out there?
I did. Yeah, and I was just going to say, tennis is a tough sport to fake. You know, you really have to put in, time and effort and practice into it, and it showed for you. So
thanks, man.
Congrats to you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I wanted to say real quick, shout out to my future wife, Alicia. I'm getting married 29 days.
Nice, Kyle. Congratulations.
And I know John is recently engaged to an
That's John's
Elisa.
Birthday. You're getting married on John's birthday.
You sure are.
I had no idea. Wow. So I hope the Eagles pull out a victory the night before our big day. And, John, congrats to you. And guess we have something in common.
Yeah, we sure
Kyle,
do,
good
Kyle.
Stuff, man. Congrats. That's wonderful.
Congratulations.
All right, good morning to you. Power of love. Power of caring about winning.
For real. Yeah, yeah, seriously.
It's called the Jahlil Okafor effect, or the opposite thereof. All right.
We got to come up with somebody who's it's like the hardest worker. Who's Pete Rose. Pete Rose. You're the Pete Rose effect on
Jimmy Connors.
Sure.
You couldn't have tried harder than Jimmy Connors.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts wants to win like hell. Yeah. There's no question.
I refuse to compare you to Jalen Hurts, but
hey, listen.
True.
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday.
What is it, 26?
27.
27.
27.
Yeah.
All right. Jalen, happy birthday.
AKA his physical athletic prime.
That's what many say.
Yeah.
That's what many say about athletes. 27 years old. All right, let's give you two different.
Or 47 in your case.
Well,
yesterday, you're damn right, Rhea.
So I'll tell you one thing about my athletic past, which I could have told you over the last couple weeks, but chose to keep hidden.
Ooh.
Fifth grade, Penn Charter Day Camp. Yes. Tennis champion.
There you go.
But, you know, I didn't want to.
Penn Charter Day Camp. I love it.
Daycare. No, daycare is the wrong term.
Day camp, you said.
Summer camp.
Summer camp. Yeah,
summer
exactly.
Camp.
Yeah, that's great.
Penn Charter summer camp.
Kept that one tight. You didn't want to let anyone know.
That would have really rattled Jack.
Accolades from fifth grade.
Correct. All right.
Are we drug testing for this?
Hey.
Joe was lithe yesterday. Was moving around like
I can't tell you how much the groin injection helped.
It must have.
Well, that's what I'm
you
saying.
You were moving pretty well, John. He was moving well.
Yeah. You are on the juice, like you're roided up, man.
Love it.
But kids don't
Barry Bonds the camera.
Made a difference.
Yeah, well, it's more like Lane Johnson. Remember when Lane played through the injury in 2022? And he now listen, mine's not as bad as his. Whatever my injury
it's like
is,
Andy Pettit. Remember his whole thing was that he was like, I was recovering from injury when he was on the Mitchell report.
But I'm saying with Lane Johnson in 2022, played through a torn groin for the playoffs that year. Played like the last 2 months.
Got it.
Now, mine's definitely not that bad. But
really?
Well, no, it was 5 years ago.
I know,
to be clear.
You're also not playing professional football.
No, I'm not. All right, two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling sales event is on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive. Visit Armin. Go to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question. Do you think the Eagles should play Jalen Hurts at any point in a preseason game this year? Yes or no? Would you play him? Do you think they should? Second poll question. What's your main reaction to me being up 2-1 in the athletic competition versus Fritz? We've got three choices for you to kind of sum up where people could be. Which one are you? A, surprised that I'm up 2-1. B, shocked that I'm up 2-1. C, you actually expected this. Where do you stand on all this? Your reaction to tennis yesterday and your sense of anticipation for the Eagles game tonight. Let's go to Andy in Deptford right now. Andy, good morning.
Morning, team. We live. We hot. What's
up,
my guy?
We're good, buddy.
Big shout out to the cameraman. Big performance on my guy yesterday. Wasn't expecting that, but, you know, you showed these young chump whippersnappers that, you know, the five P's will set you apart. Your prior, your preparation is always going to prevent poor performance. Big shout out to you. But, John Ritchie, what kind of NFL teammate were you, man? You can't go out and support your guy. This is what? How many events? The third event? How many have you been at?
Yeah, I couldn't make it.
Like, what's the excuse? I see the video playing. I see Rhea out there. I see Seltzer out there.
All right, Andy, let me jump in.
Like, where's the support?
John had some family stuff he had to attend to, which is obviously the most important thing.
Okay, all right. Well, here's the
deal. He was planning on being there the prior Wednesday. Yeah. Stuff happened.
And Andy,
if it weren't for the heat, blame the freaking heat.
And Andy, the other thing I'll say, remember, Andy, we didn't schedule tennis on Wednesday until Monday, so that did make it hard to rearrange
schedules. A lot of us had to scramble to do things.
Yeah.
So. Yep. Events, hopefully John can commit to one. But with the afternoon show, I mean, Joe, you're completely embarrassing those guys. You got Spike Eskin, a.k.a. Gilly the Kid for Jack Fritz. I mean, turtling up. Like, Jack Fritz may have to retire from radio after you beat this chump. Because I don't know how he's going to be able to come on the airwaves, show his face anywhere after getting embarrassed by Joe freaking the camera. I mean, big shout out to you, my guy.
I do that's think all that's
now
what
let's retire
it's,
this chump. Let's
it's got to be called.
Right.
All right, Andy, good call, buddy. Appreciate
Andy
it.
Andy calls it an embarrassment. Yesterday, that was Joe, you should, he should feel like you embarrassed him. You dominated him, clearly.
He and was then, better
and then
than I expected.
An extra couple games.
Yeah, he was actually, though, not, it's a hard thing to describe. Like, he, I didn't think he was so bad.
Well.
Ray, is that fair or
yeah,
not
no,
fair?
It's absolutely fair. Like, he had a good return on a couple of them. Where he got in trouble was, I think, the baseball mentality came in, where he hit it too hard.
He did.
And so then he would overcompensate by hitting it soft.
Well, here's a couple things. And listen, I think he was doing what he can do at his level. But I'll just say this, my evaluation. Number one, he struggled dramatically when I would hit the ball back near the baseline, which I did almost every time.
It was a disaster for him.
Like, yeah. He would be backpedaling and then trying to hit it. And he's like, his foot placement.
He had no idea where to be on the court.
Correct.
That was a massive issue for Jack. Even when you were serving, he was in the wrong spot a lot of times.
I agree.
But the words that you used there, his level. Like, your levels were so disparate.
I think
It was like baseball.
Levels.
Richie, it was like baseball.
Yeah,
it was. Sure. Like, when I watched baseball, I was like, Jack is just better at this. Yeah. When I watched tennis, I was like, Joe is just better at this. Yeah, like, that's what
well,
it was.
I appreciate
it.
The other thing I'd say is that, and this is why I didn't want Coach Harris talking about topspin before, but I was giving him a lot of topspin, and I figured he would probably not, like, handle it well, and he did not handle it well. I don't think he knew he wasn't
in
it. See, you understand what I'm saying?
Level,
he didn't know what it was coming at him.
Well, at his level,
yes,
like, topspin is a thing. He's not even... like I think aware so. Of it all.
But he was working out with a baseball player. Right. You know, he's practicing with the baseball player. He's just hitting it back. They're just hitting C-ball, hit ball.
Right, but if he had played with someone over the last couple weeks who could provide that for him, he could have learned
how to
handle
that. Well, that's where Half-Ass Jack comes in. Right. Justin Morgenstein, who plays tennis, played in high school, like, knows tennis, like, offered to play with him for weeks, apparently, kept saying, hey, Jack, let's go out. And Jack was like, no, I got goose.
Actually, I was going to ask James how you think he feels, but let's listen to how some of what he said. James, number 20. Actually, let's start with 25, how their show started yesterday, then we'll get to 26. That's our little lingo, ladies and gentlemen.
We got a lot of cuts of the afternoon, Joe, is the main takeaway.
So we're going to play what we call afternoon 25 and afternoon 26, talking about this competition. We're up to tennis and reaction. Let's start with 25, how they started their show yesterday.
Ike, how you feeling, Doug?
Brother Spike?
Yep.
I'm doing not too good today. Just two losses right between the eyes.
Yep.
First of all, Fritz goes down.
Yep.
Then the Phillies go down. I need something to pick me up, man. Hopefully this show can do it for me. Jackie Baseball, how you doing in there today, brother? Holler at your boy.
I'm all right.
Oh, of course you are. Of course you don't care.
I care.
You don't. You don't.
He was better than I thought.
So
that's like Jack. That was like perfect. That was such a perfect encapsulation.
But I do want to say this, that I'm wondering if it's occurring. Okay. And this is a bit of a criticism or an observation. And I don't mean to be rude. But I wonder if he's framing things that way as a defense mechanism for him thinking he's going to lose this overall. And it's not so much that he doesn't care, it's that this is his approach publicly. Because, like, the shame of losing may be headed his way. I'm wondering if that's in play here.
I don't know. Because he sounds so...
two different issues.
That
I don't think.
Far ahead.
Well, I don't think he's preparing properly, but I actually think he's subconsciously preparing for the overall loss and framing his public comments as sort of distant from the action. If that makes sense.
Sure, it's the laissez-faire, you know, hey, whatever happens, happens almost thing. But that's, man.
You never heard that from Michael Jordan.
That's not what we're looking for here.
Yeah, you never heard that from MJ.
This is supposed to be a contest of who is the...
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Better athlete. If I were you, Jack, I'd take this personally.
I agree. I would dig in. Let's listen to more. Jack's main statement. So when the show was about 30 seconds or a minute in, he kind of gave his main statement. Here's what he said.
What is there to be like? Listen. Can I just address everyone?
Address them.
Thank you. He was pretty good at tennis. Like, way better than I thought.
We knew he was going to be pretty good at tennis.
I didn't think he was going to be good at tennis.
His coach called up and said he's pretty good at tennis.
And, listen.
He was working with a coach every day while you were playing twice with Goose.
Dude, he's got nothing to do. I got it. He was better than I thought. And credit to him. Like, I thought he was great. I don't think it was a disaster.
It wasn't. You lost 6-1 and you started throwing temper tantrums at
him. I threw one tennis racket. It was when it was over.
He's being jokey about it.
We're jokey guys.
No.
All right. Well, that's, largely how he framed things. You can react.
Didn't he hit a ball towards you once?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice.
You know what's funny,
Rhea?
I heard them talk about his tantrums or meltdowns.
I didn't think he had them. Well, I didn't notice it.
So let me tell you, every time a point ended, almost every time, I would turn my back to buy some time. I'd go, if you notice, back toward
especially towards the end of the game, you needed a couple seconds.
I wasn't looking at his reaction at all. So I didn't know any of that was going on.
I honestly didn't think it was that bad.
But John, he did on the last play, the last point. He threw his racket.
And then yelled an F-bomb.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't hear that. Okay.
A little too late.
Yeah, it was, John. It was. Honestly, it felt like the whole match, he was just like, all right. And then at the end, he was like, damn, I lost.
You were toying with him until that ace.
Oh, listen, I could have done that.
When I saw you unfurl that, I went, oh, my God.
Well, he threw out that one slam earlier, if you remember, where you really slammed it down hard. And you could tell you had it in your bag in that moment.
Totally. I mean, I just was holding it back, frankly.
Do we have the envelope yet?
Well, the envelope.
We got to wait on the envelope. I have it. The envelope is right here. It's just, we got to wait.
All right. We love him. We know him. Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, the floor is yours. Yes.
That's how you do.
Damn impressive.
Bang. Hey, John. What's up? You like that?
It really was good, Anthony.
Me. Hey, Rhea.
Yes.
I appreciate you, Rhea, for holding up my spot. You held my spot down. You were the loudest in the building. Because, of course, I would have been me if I was there. Hey, Hammer.
Yes.
His nickname is Jack Quit.
Oh, boy.
I tell you, man, Jackie Quit. Hey, Hammer, man, I respect you, man. When Jack got up on you in baseball and embarrassed you, you didn't put your head down. You didn't hide. You didn't grab the baseball and run and go home. You held high, your head high. You was a little disappointed. You let a couple of us down.
Sure.
You wanted to play better. didn't play better. Okay, but what do? You put your head down and you freaking worked. You went to work with Coach Harris. You worked your ass off, Joe. Congratulations, man. Hey, job is not finished.
Correct.
It is not over. It is not done. Jack took his baseball, his tennis ball, his racket, and he went home like the little girl and the wuss that he is. Man, he said he don't care. What do you mean you don't care? This is a coping mechanism.
Well, we know, you know, Anthony, the irony is we know he cares because he would not have been so demonstrative on the court if he didn't care. He does care.
It is a defense mechanism, the not care thing. I agree.
Yeah, he's presenting himself verbally on the air one way, but internally I think he feels something.
I thought Anthony was about to give a, we're not done yet,
that's right.
Doug Peterson there.
Right, totally.
Anthony, I want you to know, I really appreciate your tremendous support.
Hammer, head down, man. Nick Sirianni, man. We're going to keep working.
Yep.
Head down. This is not over with, Hammer.
Correct.
This is not over with, Hammer. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You did what you said you was going to do, man. And best believe, I'm calling today. Boban! Talk to you later, Boban!
And Anthony, give him an oaf also. Because the thing about the reason why I thought oaf was so appropriate, I didn't think he was really that naturally athletic, and I thought yesterday kind of showed that.
Oh, man.
And I expect that in basketball. I'm going to be candid.
Jack,
I do.
Jack has two left feet, Hammer.
Two left feet. That's funny.
I don't think, and running is off my long shot now, Hammer. You got this, man.
Thank you, buddy.
You can win the next two, Hammer.
Anthony, wow. you are the man. Anthony,
I do think
you are
with
the
running,
man.
You need to just do everything you can to just mess with his head. Whatever you want to, like, I think running gives the 2-1 lead with the you having quote unquote no chance in running, which I believe you have no chance, but we'll go quote unquote. I think gives you a real opportunity to lay the groundwork for basketball.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, by the way, life advice with the Hammer later today in the 9 o'clock hour. What do you need some help with in life, some advice? Get to Seltzer on Facebook, Twitter, or the text line. Three ways to interact with the show. Best scenario presented will make the show in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's also give you a chance right now, meaning right now for the rest of the show, to win Linkin Park tickets. They're going to be in town in about a week on August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Once again, that is Ticketmaster.com. So one of the things, obviously, about this competition that has stood out, I think, for many people, is that a lot of people are surprised that I'm down, Jack's down 2-1 and I'm up 2-1. So sort of in honor of that concept, we will ask you today at 215-592-9494, in addition to your comments about the Eagles and tonight's game and the tennis competition and where this thing stands overall, who or what surprised you? I could be a winning answer, maybe, if I can complete the mission with one of the next two competitions. I could be a winning answer, you know, some number of years from now. But of things from the past, best answer, who or what surprised you is going to win the Linkin Park tickets today? Richie, what comes to mind for you for who or what surprised you?
The movie Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say Stormer? Is his name pronounced Stormer?
Oh,
Peter
yeah.
Stormer?
Oh, yeah. Stormare. Peter Stormare. Or Stormer, whatever it is. There's a T in there.
Stormare. The way he used a wood chipper surprised me.
Great answer.
It's an interesting movie. I liked it. I didn't love it as much as some, but it's a very different, interesting movie. Seltzer, who or what surprised you?
I'll just take it off the board. I think it's the only answer today that is actually unbeatable because his name is Nick Foles.
Yeah.
And he surprised an entire city with what he did.
I wasn't like utterly shocked.
By
but
the
I was
time
surprised.
We got to see, I'm talking when
I think
he came
surprise
in to
is
start,
the word.
When he came in yeah. to, the fact that if you had told us what was going to happen when Nick Foles took over, I think we all would have been surprised, shocked, whatever.
Yeah, no, I think that is a reasonable answer. Rhea, who or what surprised you?
I have a weird one, but it's only because I read a book on him. Do you know Tom Hanks is a voracious collector of manual typewriters?
I did not know that.
He has
really?
250.
Good for him.
It's so bizarre.
I mean, I guess when you got all the money in the world, find some weird thing to collect, right?
Yeah, you can do what you want, obviously.
Do you think he has the most prized one?
Well, probably.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you put that much time into it, you probably have something you care the most about. Look, a lot of ways to go here for who or what surprised you. I mean, I will just tell you, there's a couple movie haymaker answers, so I'm going to take the usual suspects off the board. I'm going to take the Crying Game off the board.
Oh,
jeez.
I'm going to take Primal Fear off the board. I'm just read 1, 2, 3, and just I'll let everyone else have a crack at everyone else. Because we talked about them like a week
ago.
That's one fell
smart. Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you one more. That's Sixth Sense thing. Jeez. Yeah, okay. Okay. 4.
You take Planet of the Apes, too. Why not?
Fine. 5. 5 movies off the board. All right. Who or what surprised you? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on everything again. Who or what surprised you for the Linkin Park tickets? What are you looking forward to in tonight's Eagles game? Reaction to the tennis competition from yesterday. Ruben Amaro joins us in studio, plus a ton of calls. Coming up next, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. We've seen their operation. We've done our show from their headquarters, and we've seen the people, the technology. It's all so impressive. So if you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything: mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.